From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. A wildfire is smoldering in the high desert north of Los Angeles. Hundreds of firefighters are out working the fire near the city of Palmdale. L.A. County Fire Inspector Don Kunitomi says as of tonight, it's 62% contained.
Right now we have favorable weather conditions so that the flames have subsided, and we also have just embers now. So we have made good progress on this fire, but we don't have any anticipation on full containment.
Kunitomi says cleaning up embers is important because a hot gust of wind can start a spot fire. President Obama is sparring today with Republicans over legislation for small businesses. NPR's Giles Snyder has this look at the weekly addresses from both sides.
President Obama is blasting Senate Republicans for blocking a proposal to create a $30 billion fund to help open up lending for small businesses.
Understand, a majority of senators support the plan. It's just that the Republican leaders in the Senate won't even allow it to come up for a vote.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. Senate Republicans blocked the proposal earlier this week. In the GOP address, Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns questioned the president's commitment to small businesses.
They want to get up in the morning, head to work, and find creative ways to build their businesses. And your policies, Mr. President, are hurting them.
Johanns focused on a rule in the new health care law that he says could become a paperwork nightmare for small businesses. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
In Pakistan, the black box of the Air Blue flight that crashed in Islamabad this week has been handed over to the Civil Aviation Authority. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad that a French recovery team collaborating with the Pakistanis recovered the flight data recorder.
The head of Pakistan's Civil Aviation Authority said that the black box from the Airbus crash that killed all 152 people on board will be sent abroad, probably to France or Germany, for decoding. Authority said an inquiry into the cause of the worst air disaster on Pakistan's soil could take between 6 months and a year to complete. The black box, which contains data such as altitude and speed, as well as conversations between the cockpit and air traffic control, will provide critical information as to what brought down the passenger jet over the Himalayan foothills surrounding the capital. Torrential rains are believed to have been a contributing factor. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Meanwhile, officials in Pakistan say the death toll from flooding in the northwest part of the country is now above 800. Rescuers are having trouble reaching people because of damage to roads, bridges, and communication networks. Floodwaters are receding, but now the worry is rainfall forecasted for other parts of the country. Flooding like this hasn't been seen in the northwest since 1929. This is NPR News. Wildfires continue to spread for a second day throughout Russia. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, at least 28 people have died.
Fires are still raging in 14 regions across the country as Russia continues to experience the worst heat wave in more than a century, with temperatures soaring to near 100 degrees. Hundreds of thousands of firefighters and volunteers have been deployed by the Kremlin to try to keep the blazes under control, but officials say it's difficult due to high temperatures and shifting winds. According to the emergency ministry, at least 1,200 dwellings have been destroyed, most of them traditional wooden houses, and nearly 800 miles of earth have been scorched. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin described the situation as very difficult, chided the authorities for not doing more to prevent damage, and promised to fire those who didn't do their part to get the blazes under control. A state of emergency has also been declared in many of the hardest-hit regions. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The manhunt continues for three convicted murderers who escaped from a northwest Arizona prison last night. Officials say the men cut a hole through a fence at the medium security facility, kidnapped two truck drivers at gunpoint, and used their truck to flee. The drivers were later released unharmed. Scientists say they may not know for years the full effect of an oil spill in the Kalamazoo River. At least 820,000 gallons of oil spilled this week, although federal authorities put the total at more than a million. Bill Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton say their daughter Chelsea has married her longtime boyfriend Mark Mezvinsky at an exclusive estate in upstate New York. Now the party has started. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.